Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Ever wanted to leap tall buildings, uphold the law, solve a crime, but just don't have the time?
Go!
Tune in to Joy 94.9, Wednesdays from midday,
when Victoria Police gay and lesbian liaison officers
Gabby and Scott
ask for your help in solving crime.
Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9 working together to help make our community safe.
You're on the Vic Police GLOW Show. Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project here with my esteemed colleague Gabby Tyack from Victoria Police.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's turned from morning to afternoon. It's a great show we've got today.
Just a reminder, this is a partnership show between Joy 94.9 and you can hear Leni Fabri I think it's next week.
Two more weeks.
Week three of the month is the Women Matters
Lesbians
show.
Lesbians Matter.
On the Vic Police GLOW Show as a focus. And that's important part of the focus. The profile and partnership between Vic Police GLOW, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project, Joy 94.9, but most especially you listening out there in your lounge rooms, in your car, in your office. You're an integral part to this relationship between GLBT community and Victoria Police.
Without you, we're nothing.
Well, we wouldn't be here. And it's the vast levels of underreporting of violence means that there is a need for communication and discussion and lifting awareness in our community, Gab, about how to respond when people are inappropriate towards us.
Exactly. And today's the AVP show. We have your show, Greg, with the Anti-Violence Project once a month. And you've got a few crimes that you're going to talk about soon, coming up later in the show, some things that reported to the AVP through your website.
We're going to share some experiences of people, some of the individuals that are out there and what they've experienced and how they've gone about talking about that to other people and assisting their networks and friends. So we'll do that. And we're also going to briefly meet Sammy Whitehead. Sammy's stepping up to be part of the AVP from Whittlesey, and she'll be in a new initiative called AVP Connect, and a number of people will be launching that on Sunday at Chill Out Festival.
And we'll all be there.
We will be there.
Up at Dalesford.
Now, we're not having a stall this year. You can't come along and catch up with Gabby Tyack, Electra Well and Scott Davis, many other GLOWs from the regional areas and Victoria Police members from Melbourne. It's not going to be like that this year. But we'll still be there at Chill Out, and you can come and see us. In fact, come up to the Joy Stand, because Joy will be doing a live broadcast from the Chill Out Carnival next Sunday. And part of that, you can come have a chat with us there.
It'll be a little bit different, Greg, because myself and a few other GLOWs, I think there's a GLOW from Trentham coming along as well. So that's nearby, a small town. They've got a GLOW in a little town of Trentham. We're just going to be wandering around through the crowd, just meeting people. It's a good chance to sort of meet a GLOW one-on-one without feeling perhaps a little bit scared coming into the GLOW tent. We'll just be wandering around. I'll even be asking some people for some questions that we can use on the shows in future times. I'll just be recording them on my phone.
We might do some vox pops for the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, we thought we'd give you a little bit of music, just kick you off and get you going. On the Vic Police GLOW Show, we're coming back very shortly with some Crime Stoppers and some very good information. Stay with us. Vic Police GLOW Show, Gabby Tyack and Greg Atkins. You're on Joy 94.9. Guess what? I've been waiting for years to play ABBA here at Joy, and I got a chance to do it on the GLOW Show, Vic Police GLOW Show with Gabby Tyack and Greg Atkins. And that was Rock Me, ABBA. And I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I have the vinyl on that one.
That's saying something, Greg.
It's very sad. Very sad.
No, now, it's very good.
Vic Police News, Gabby.
Yes, Moorabbin detectives are appealing for public assistance to help track down a serial sex offender who has exposed himself to dozens of girls over the past 3 years. Investigators believe the same man is behind up to 18 incidents committed in the southern metro region since November 2009. Dressed in exercise gear, the man usually operates by jogging past his young victims, then turning around and jogging back towards them, exposing himself. The offences have been committed in Hyatt, Hampton, Mentone, Brighton, Moorabbin, Caulfield South and McKinnon between 3 and 6pm on weekdays, with the most recent incident reported on the 24th of February this year. On this occasion, two girls aged 12 and 13 were standing at a bus stop at the corner of Jasper and South Roads in Moorabbin around 4 p.m. when a man ran past and exposed himself to them. He then escaped east along South Road towards Tucker Road. In every incident, the offender has targeted teenage girls aged between 11 and 14 years. Moorabbin Sexual Offences and Child Abuse Investigation Team detectives are investigating and would like to speak to anyone with any information about the incidents. Moorabbin Socket Detective Senior Constable Jonathan Russell said police were concerned that the man was continuing to offend over a long period of time, targeting vulnerable victims. He said, "We believe that someone somewhere knows the identity of this man, and we are calling on the public to help us apprehend him. If anyone knows the whereabouts of this man, we would ask that they contact Crime Stoppers, and they can do this anonymously." Now, I'll give a description of this man. He's described as being between 30 and 40, Caucasian, about 180 centimetres tall, with a slim but muscular build, short dark hair and an olive complexion. He was wearing a variety of jogging outfits, including navy or black shorts, baseball or visor caps and running tops, often with a Nike emblem. And we have released a face image of this man, and we'd like to speak to anyone who has any information or can give us some help with identifying him.
Now, you might be saying, and some people do ask, why, you know, how offensive is someone that does flashes? Now, there's a couple of issues there. One is about the age of the victims that he's choosing.
Absolutely.
12 and 13, he's targeting young people. He's, they're girls. They're vulnerable. They're, you know, they're young. They're prepubescent or just on the cusp of pubescence. And this man is getting his jollies out of the power imbalance. He is all powerful. They are not powerful. And the concern that many people would have around this, especially from the police, would be around, is this the start of something more? I mean, is he going to explore these power differentials by further sexualisation or actually physically touching someone or sexually assaulting someone? Is this the start of an escalation? So it's very important to have this particular person spoken to, have him
identified, absolutely.
Identified, work out who he is, find out the pathology on the man, and work with him in a way where this behaviour is known by him to be not acceptable in our society, and one that cuts it off now when it happens at this lower level, rather than let it escalate into something that's even more horrendous.
Absolutely. There's no indication that he will escalate because he's been doing these types of offences for the last 3 years and it hasn't changed as far as we know. But absolutely, on a lot of occasions, these behaviours lead to more serious behaviours over time.
You know what happens sometimes with sex offenders, Gabby, and you'd be well aware of this, sometimes they go under the radar for many years, and then they pop up with the more severe stuff. So it's fortunate that this man's behaviour over the last couple of years, the last 3 years, at this level has come to public light. And it means that, look, if you're down that Moorabbin area, if you're a lesbian or gay man or intersex or transgender person living in the Moorabbin area, and you're part of the Hyatt community, Hampton, Mentone, Brighton, Moorabbin, Caulfield South or McKinnon communities, you may well recognise this man. So this is one of those really good chances for you to step up, go to the Crime Stoppers website, crimestoppers.com.au, and it's a pretty good face image. That's the facial recognition image.
This image is, in fact, on the Vic Police News website.
Great.
So get onto that one, vicpolicenews.com.au. There's the face image, which isn't a photographed image. It's an image that the victims of this man have put together by describing him. So it's possibly not exactly what he looks like, but it's very close to what he looks like. So get on and have a look. And if you know anyone by this description, or you've been in these areas and have seen someone loitering around or acting oddly, or just notice this guy hanging around, please give the information to Crime Stoppers.
Step up. This is one of those ones, if you're having a dinner party this weekend, have a chat with amongst your friends. You're living in that area, you're likely to have seen this person. It's worth a chat.
Absolutely.
Now, we've got a crime of the week. This is an indecent assault on the Pakenham Railway Line. On the 13th of October 2011, a woman was travelling on a city-bound Pakenham train from Narrewarren when she was approached by a man. He struck up a conversation with her before allegedly indecently assaulting her. And the man indecently assaulted a woman several times more before following her off the train at Flinders Street Railway Station. Now, he is described as a Caucasian, around 24 years old, 170 centimetres tall. He has a thin build, messy dark brown medium-length hair, an olive complexion and sharp facial features. He was wearing a grey and black checkered flannelette shirt, blue jeans and black thongs. Now, once again, on the Crime Stoppers website, you'll see police have issued an image of the man they believe may be able to assist them in their inquiries. And the reference number on this one is CA6073.
They're great images.
Great images. Now, he's not only assaulted the woman once, he's alleged to have assaulted her a number of times. That is a bit of a concern. Public place, public train, and he's had the temerity to not just offend once but to continue to offend against this woman.
And highly likely to have done it before and since this occasion.
Another person we need to assist the police with finding information out. So if you live along the Pakenham line, if you're from Pakenham or you're from Cranbourne, I mean, he's travelled to the city. It means he has to have travelled from the city back out to Pakenham at some time, one would assume, unless he's gone by car. You're likely to see him in your travels. So we already know we have SMS messages from previous weeks that live along the Pakenham line. So check this out, CA6073. And remember, if you see something,
say something.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
You're on the Vic Police Colo Show. Greg Atkins is my name from the Anti-Violence Project with Gabby Tyack, Northwest Region Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officer from Victoria Police.
Thank you.
Part of the partnership between Joy 94.9, Crime Stoppers, the AVP, and particularly you listening. Very important part. Now, we want to welcome Sammy Whitehead to the studio, to the Glow studio. Sammy, welcome to our studio.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Now, Sammy is a regional gal. She lives not far from Whittlesey in a little country nook of rural Victoria in Gabby's area of northwest, I think it's northwest Victoria. Probably close to Gabby's region.
Probably a little bit further out because I'm Northwest Metro, so I don't go too far out. But I'll take you, Sammy. I'll take you one.
Absolutely. I'm quite happy to be part of that crew.
So how long does it take to actually travel from home to CBD Melbourne?
To drive, it's just under an hour. So sort of roughly 10 minutes drive to Epping Station and then about a 40-minute trip in. So it's actually quite accessible to get into the city. So
now the research from La Trobe University, from the work done by brilliant Liam Leonard and others around with respect awareness, and before that coming forward, the two bits of research done show that about 1 in 10 people in rural regional parts of Victoria will step up and report violence. And Sammy has agreed to come on board, and she'll be the voice, the person behind behind Whittlesey at antiviolence.info, a new email address for people from the Whittlesey area that'll be connecting through AVP Connect, which is a program that Zitty and Zhang set up for AVP last year, and it's rolling out as of this Sunday. So after Sunday, Sammy, you'll be a person behind an email address at Whittlesey at antiviolence.info. How do you feel about stepping up and being playing a community role in supporting people to connect to the Anti-Violence Project?
I personally think it's a great initiative because in the country we do find that we're almost at opposite ends of the scale. People will either be very, very keen to connect with their community and be able to feel quite comfortable in talking to the police and talking to other people about what's going on. And then you have the other end of the scale where people that might have either moved from the city and be a little bit distrusting and then continue that in the country, or they're people that have had bad experiences with connecting to other people in the country, and they tend to be quite singular and not as keen to discuss what's actually going on in their lives.
Now, as a regional woman yourself, as a woman that's involved in farms, and I know you have a passion for horses, all things horse, which is fabulous. Before you came out, what did it feel like being a woman and maybe hearing or seeing homophobic vilification or verbal harassment taking place around you, and how did that make you feel when you're in a country setting?
I'm pretty lucky with being in somewhere. Whittlesey has the best of both worlds. We do have a lot of people that actually are involved because we are so close to the city and commuting to the city. So they do tend to have a more broader understanding about the diversity in our community. But then, of course, you've got the very old-fashioned values of people that have actually lived in the country for a great deal of years. So they tend to be quite backward in their thinking. So you don't actually get a massive amount of homophobia in your face but you do actually know through people talking and things being said that it is there in the background.
So it's that subtle
yes.
disconnect, that subtle uncomfortableness. You'll overhear someone talking about another person, or you'll have a car rattle past and slag off, you know, under their breaths, or in a way at two women that might be together and pin them for being lesbian, whether or not they are lesbian.
And that really is more the country way of doing things, where we tend to, as a country person, country people are less in people's faces, where it's a lot different in a more suburban or a city environment, where country people sort of tend to go quietly about their business, but they'll also go quietly about their business when it comes to bigotry or homophobia or racism. It's something that's always there and behind the scenes.
Now, Gabby, your region, northwest region of metropolitan Melbourne, but the, I suppose, the outer rural parts. Mm. How do you feel when you obviously come across people from the GLBT community, GLBTI community, that are coming in and their social set brings them in shopping into those outer urban fringes that are part of your region?
Well, the thing that I found out, and I've been looking recently into this, and I was even looking at Whittlesea, I was surprised when you said that there was a local GLBTI youth group support group down there, because I've been looking at where we're lacking in rural areas where we don't have GLOW as a resource for the local people. And Whittlesea was one of the places that I'm looking at to try and see what can we do about making sure there is a contact point there. But I mean, you do have people coming from the regional areas into the city. I mean, I live in Geelong, so I mean, it's a much bigger regional town, but it's still a regional area, and I travel in and out every day. And looking at how people respond to homophobic violence and the lack of reporting that they have, more so in regional areas than in the metro, because when I'm looking at stats that we have recorded with Victoria Police, they're so low, unfortunately. Thank God for the AVP to take records as well, but if you're looking at regional areas, the stats of reported homophobic crimes are much less than we have with ones in the city. And a lot of the people that report in the city may come from regional areas, though.
And that's why it's so important. And thank you so much, Sammy Whitehead, for stepping up, because if one in 10 people in rural regional parts of the state are reporting to police or to anyone, and 9 out of 10 are not, then we've got an opportunity now to lift that level of underreporting of violence. And if we can raise the bar, then Victoria Police hopefully will then be able to allocate adequate resources to police areas to put uniformed people in cars in and tackle some of that social behaviour that vilifies gay men, lesbians, transgendered and bisexual individuals, as well as intersex people.
Absolutely. And I think having spent my entire life in a rural area, and I mean, even though we are only an hour from the CBD, when you actually start travelling out to the areas that I live in, they are areas which are basically surrounded by farms. So even though we have that contact so close to Melbourne, we are still considered a very rural area. So you do find that depending on who you are in the community, which I found for myself coming out, that I was already an established member of my community. So I did a lot of volunteer work. I was heavily involved with the Ag Society and a lot of other areas of my community. So the older generation of that community didn't bat an eyelid. Oh, my God. Hmm. We have a lesbian in our midst.
They already knew me as a person.
Yeah. That's right. But it is different for people actually coming into a rural area as a gay person, because there is that suspicion there it's somebody different. And not only is it somebody different, but it's a gay person. So it's being able to break down those barriers too.
Sammy Whitehead, thank you for joining us here at the Vic Police GLOW Show, the partnership show with Joy, Crime Stoppers, Anti-Violence Project, Joy 94.9 and you, the listener. It's brilliant. And as of midnight Saturday, which is the start of Sunday, you can get in contact with Sammy Whitehead through Whittlesea at antiviolence.info is the number to contact the Anti-Violence Project in Whittlesea, care of Sammy Whitehead. So thanks for joining us.
No worries, it's been a pleasure.
Now stay with us. We've got Crime Stoppers. We've got a lot more to come up on the Vic Police GLOW Show here on Joy 94.9. What a beautiful song. That's M People with Search for the Hero. Takes me back to the 90s. I think M People came out around about 1990, but it was big through the days of the Also dance parties, when the Also Foundation actually was quite large. It had volunteers. It used to raise lots of money. It raised most of the $1.2 million that it's spent down over the last 3 or 4 years. But that's, you know, hopefully they rebound and the community would love to see them bounce back and be strong and vigorous and raise funds and put back into community again. So good luck also. But you're on the Vic Police Glow Show with Gabby Tyhack and Greg Adkins. Gabby is the Northwest Region Glow and Greg Adkins is myself, and I'm the Anti-Violence Project Executive Director. Now, we've got a Crime Stoppers for you.
Every week, we ask you to listen to our Crime Stoppers Crimes of the Week and help us identify some offenders. This one was on Friday the 14th of October last year. At about 7:20pm, a man attended the Pinewood Shopping Centre in Mount Waverley. Another man approached him and started talking to him about his motorbike. The second man allegedly struck the victim to the ground and held a knife to his throat. The victim was then dragged by a man to a laneway at the rear of the shops, where demands were made for the keys to his motorbike. A passerby called out, causing the offender to run off. He ran west towards Pinewood Primary School. The victim was stabbed in the hand during the attack. The offender is described as Southern European in appearance, 5'11" tall, solid build, with dark hair and wearing a grey hoodie top and long cargo-style pants. We've released images and a face image of a man we think might be able to assist us in our inquiries. So we've got some CCTV footage, which is pretty unclear. Might be a little bit better if you get onto the website and have a look. And also a face image of this person. And the reference to this crime is CA5953.
Yeah, he looks a bit, a little bit like a middle-aged Donny Osmond in one sense.
He kind of does, yeah.
Cast my mind back. I think we've had a similar-looking man on Crime Stoppers at some time ago.
You're
on
right.
The Glow Show. So this is one I'd definitely go and check this one out, particularly if you live in Glen Waverley or you play in Glen Waverley or you go to Yum Cha on Sunday morning in Glen Waverley. There's lots of things in Glen Waverley go and do, and you may well be from the gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender, intersex community out there, and you will recognise this man. Now, he ran west towards Pinewood Primary School. He could either be running to a vehicle or...
A home.
He could even live within the vicinity of that area.
It's possible.
So I'd be definitely checking it out. If you're from Glen Waverley or you're from the surrounds of Glen Waverley, definitely go and check that out. This would be one where, you know, not far away at Glen Waverley, this is Mount Waverley, but not far away in Glen Waverley is the
Victoria Police Academy. Yes.
This would be one of those ones to get your police recruits out there door knocking and doing a bit of a visual in a radiating circle from where this took place.
Very good idea, Greg.
Very interesting. We might suggest that to Police Command from the Glow Show. What do you reckon? Would it go down like a dose of Epsom?
I'll speak to Chief Commissioner Ken Lay about that for you. Greg, on your behalf? So the Crime Stoppers number is 1-800-333-000.
You're on the Vic Police Glow Show.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
We've had a text in from someone who works in Sunshine who says that a few weeks ago on the show that we spoke about a crime in Sunshine where a man was holding a cat and assaulted a woman. I vaguely remember that one, and he wants to know how he can find out how to get some information about that and possibly have a look at the offender's face fit image.
Oh, good question.
Because he works in Sunshine, this crime occurred in Sunshine, what you have to do is get onto the Crime Stoppers website, Victoria, click onto the map of Australia, click the Victoria section, and either probably write in the search engine Sunshine or even Cat. It would come up with the local crimes and the most recent crimes, and then you can have a look at the image there and keep an eye out for this guy and hopefully help us identify him. So thanks for the text in.
Very good question. Now, we've also had another text asking us to recap and tell us a bit more about AVP Connect, because we had Sammy Whitehead before, and Sammy from Sunday, from midnight, early Sunday morning, will be the AVP contact point person at, we're talking Whittlesey now, at Whittlesey, as well as Chris Todd comes on board, another familiar face for people in the Golden Valley area. Chris Todd comes on board as AVP Connects person in Shepparton for the Shepparton region.
Excellent.
And you can email both of those locations as of midnight Sunday morning, the early hours of Sunday morning, Saturday night, at shepparton@antiviolence.info for Chris Todd, and Whittlesey@antiviolence.info for Sammy Whitehead. And the AVP Connect project, Gab, is a really important one. It's got a series of posters designed and developed by Zidian Zhang from the Anti-Violence Project last year. It'll be highlighting that people in rural region areas can contact police, and if they don't want to go to the local police, the Anti-Violence Project's there to support them in making violence reports. So it directs people towards the online violence reporting service that we have through antiviolence.info, and it also supports people that might need assistance to log on and make that report.
Right.
People might be isolated or feel lonely or not connected. So these people have a knowledge about what's in their local community for GLBTI community and how to get involved. And there'll be, in each of these areas, there'll be media discussion in local newspapers talking about Excellent. The Anti-Violence Project and the AVP Connect.
And is this linked to the champions AVP?
It is the champions. It stems from, the whole thing started with the Health Indifference Conference that the Also Foundation helped to foster with Country Awareness Network that took place at Beechworth,
Do you remember that,
in
yes.
2010. And part of the discussion we had with people then was that they felt that, they might live in, say, a town 10 minutes away from Whittlesea, but they felt uncomfortable about coming out there. So they felt they needed a person they could make contact with, that they wouldn't have to walk in to see the local out lesbian at the florist shop. They can actually do it by email or by anonymous conversation. And this provides that means where people don't have to out themselves to come and get support.
Because a lot of people at that conference were saying that if they needed support, they would often drive 100, 200 Ks to the next town because, as you said, they were scared to do it in their own town. So it's probably a good opportunity, particularly with us being at Daylesford on Sunday, that if you're in Daylesford, no matter where you are from around the state of Victoria, come and have a chat with myself or Greg and maybe have a chat about, can you be involved in this in your local rural town?
Brilliant. We hope to have three up and running by Sunday morning, and the fourth may very well be Daylesford as well, but you'll have to stay tuned for a special announcement during the Joy broadcast on Sunday about that. Right. Now, this is the Vic Police Glow Show with Gabby Tyack and Greg Atkins. Stay with us. We've got so much more to come. You're on Joy 94.9. This is the Vic Police Glow Show, partnership show between Crime Stoppers, Anti-Violence Project, Joy 94.9, Vic Police, Glows, and, of course, you. You're the most important part of this.
We've been asking you to help us identify some offenders in some Crime Stoppers crimes. Now we're asking you to help us find an offender that we actually know who he is. We're looking for Graham Albert Houston. It is alleged Houston was involved in theft and deceptions in Melbourne in May and June of 2009, and a warrant for his arrest has been issued. Now, Graham is born on the 5th of March 1971. He's 180 centimetres tall, solid build, hazel eyes, brown hair and a fair complexion. Get onto the Crime Stoppers website and have a look at his image. And if you know where he is, he could very well be going by the same name and most likely is, or may not. Just tell us where he is. He's wanted on a warrant, so we would like to find out the location where Graham Albert Houston is at this moment.
And he was involved in theft and deceptions. So, I mean, look, if one person, I think in our community, it's about time we all stood up. If one person's disadvantaged because someone thieves from them or deceives money out of them, we don't even know the circumstance of this particular one, but if one person's disadvantaged through crime, it could be you, Gabby, could be me, could be anyone listening to this show, and we should step up. I mean, if it's a homophobic incident taking place, if it's vilification on the street, we would ask everyone to step up and try and solve that problem. And I'll give you the example there. We'll move on to talking about that. 1300
333 000
1-800-333-000 for the Crime Stoppers. But if we want people to stand up with vilification, then we actually want them to. We want everyone to step up and do something. I'll give you the example. We got a young man that contacted the Anti-Violence Project in February, late February. He was 40 years old, and he left the gym in Port Melbourne in Bay Street, and a car with a P plate drove past and slowed down, and the language used was appalling. Now, pardon me for language, but this was the language used by the offenders. They scream out, "Fucking poofter." Now, for you and me, it might just be a word, but for a person that's vulnerable, for a person that is isolated, a person might not be out, or might not be travelling well, might have broken up with a family member or friend, or might feel diminished or unable then to get support from other people. Or after the incident, people might be sniggering around hearing that there's lack of support. When language like this takes place, where people use homophobic harassment languages, Gabby, the research shows 70% of those incidences at some point escalate into physical violence.
Yes, they do.
So it's not just words. The old sticks and stones break your bones, names may never hurt you, nursery rhyme isn't true, because 70% of homophobic vilification actually will...
It starts from language and moves up from that point. And I really am pleased that this person has reported this through the Anti-Violence Project, because the police need to know what's going on. And you forward this information to us without the person's details, but just where it's occurred, what time it's occurred, so that we can start focusing on this area and see if there's any links with other things that we've had reported.
Now, the other thing that happened here is, here's another one, Swanston Street. We're talking about the heart of Melbourne's capital, with the capital of Victoria, the capital of a major state, some would say the best state in Australia, which is Melbourne. And we had a group of women, presumably straight, within a larger group of men, walking down Swanston Street. And the language they use, it's once again verbal harassment, threats, vilification, hate speech. They talk to lesbians, group of lesbians together, and they say, "We're sick of you gays and lesbians, just F off." Now, when you're in your own capital city, you're out for a night out, that sort of language can just destroy the ambience of the night. But the point here is, not one of that group of men and women in that group where the perpetrating women vilified them verbally, not one of those people stood up, stopped their group, and did anything to calm the situation. They were just as if they were there spouting off this rubbish themselves. Now, when if you're two lesbians confronted by a group of people, and from within that group they start vilifying you, the lack of safety or the feelings of unsafety is quite intense.
Oh, absolutely, and especially if it's a group of people doing it, it's a much higher fear factor as well. Are they going to escalate, like we've said before? Will they escalate into violence? Will they start abusing and throwing punches and pushing and shoving? And thank goodness we also advise people, if this happens to you, report it. You know, report it to the police, report it through the Anti-Violence Project, but definitely make sure it's reported somewhere, and absolutely do not respond. 1-800-333-000. 1-800-333-000
is Crime Stoppers. You can always ring 000 when something's happening and you need police. If you feel unsettled, trust that inner urge that tells you something's not right. Ring police. If you can't ring police, or when safe after you've moved yourself quickly to safety and you still don't want to talk to police, the Anti-Violence Project is there, antiviolence.info.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
You are on the Vic Police Glow Show. Gabby Tyke, Greg Aikens. Gabby's the Northwest Region Glow. Greg Aikens is the Anti-Violence Project Executive Director.
We've been talking a lot about rural areas. The AVP is moving out into rural areas and having the Champions Network and the AVP Connect.
That's right.
With Sammy came in and had a chat about her new role in Whittlesea. But police have received a number of complaints relating to property damage from residents in the state's flood-affected areas. So a lot of these rural areas are also affected by floods at this time. Property damage is being caused by vehicles driving along flooded roads, causing waves of water to wash into homes and businesses. It's also damaging levee banks and impacting on sandbagging efforts. So police are requesting motorists to slow down through towns and to limit any non-essential travel within these areas. And most likely, don't go to these areas if you can avoid it. They're not safe. Driving through flood-affected streets is not safe.
So we're talking about the areas where there's actually water over roads.
Yes.
Where if your vehicle goes through those roads, it creates a small wave that actually inundates the... You know, the water's close to the top of levee banks, so the slight waves from your vehicles can ripple water across and damage people's homes.
Absolutely.
So we're saying don't go to areas where you need to drive through rain-affected roads. What we are saying, though, is do get out there to areas where you can safely find a route that's elevated and high. The country and rural regional Victoria still need you to go and support their businesses, to go to local cafes, to shop in local shops, to do the tourism, to go to your holiday regions and take your accommodation and do what you need to do and what you've planned to do that's not impacted by the floods. And there's a lot of areas where you can still safely go and do all the things you've planned to do, and the local economies and people will be welcoming. They'll want you there. We are saying don't go and drive down flood-affected roads.
And residents in these areas are urged to monitor the situation closely through the emergency broadcasters. You can get information regarding current flood warnings on the ses.vic.gov.au website. And motorists should also keep themselves up to date with information about road closures. And information about that is on the vicroads.vic.gov.au website.
Now, here on the Vic Police Close Show, we've got one extra song for you, taking us to the hour, and it's Sugar Babes with Easy. Fantastic song from their album Overloaded. Here on Joy 94.9, Gabby Tayac, Greg Atkins, Vic Police Glow Show. Here on the Vic Police Glow Show, and that beautiful music is Easy by the Sugar Babes. Here on Joy 94.9 with our showcase show between Victoria Police Glows, the Andy Vines Project, Joy 94.9, Crime Stoppers, but most importantly, you. So that's Sugar Babes with Easy. Now, Gabby, we've got one last Crime Stoppers.
We've got to squeeze it in because we want to help. We need some help identifying this guy. At about 10:10 on a.m. on Monday, the 5th of October in 2009, a $50 note fell from a woman's purse at the register in Foodworks supermarket in Alexandra. A man waiting behind the woman picked the note up from the floor and allegedly placed it in his pocket. A short time later, the man moved the note from his pocket into his wallet and left the store. Police have released an image of a man whom we believe may be able to assist us in our inquiries, and the reference is CA 3379, and that's an interesting crime because some people might think, well, is that really a theft? And it actually is a theft. It's called theft by finding. He saw it come out of the woman's pocket. He's found it. He hasn't made any attempt to locate the owner, and he's been quite sneaky in putting it in his pocket and then moving it into his wallet. So
check it out, CA 3379 on the Crime Stoppers website. Gabby, it's been a fantastic show.
It has.
We look forward to seeing everyone back next week for the Vic Police Glow Show, and then the following week for Lesbian Matters, the focus on women as part of the Vic Police Glow Show.
Indeed.
Thanks for playing with us today, and from the Anti-Violence Project, stay tuned. See you, chill out on Sunday.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.